Beacon. This is Beacon.
Joining us is Jez Moxey. And Jez, firstly, I suppose when any manager goes, it's always a sad time at a club.
Absolutely. We've made this decision with a very, very heavy heart. Mick McCarthy has been an outstanding servant for Wolverhampton Wanderers for the past 5.5 years. Results get mask so many other good things that a manager does do or doesn't do, in fact. But this is the case where he has just been an exemplary manager in every shape or form, with the exception of, I guess, obviously the most important thing, which is results. So with a third of the season to go, Tom, we just felt we still had enough to retrieve it. And we decided, the board decided to make a change. But I say it's with an extremely heavy heart.
Is it really, we talk about the game being about results, but I think this proves it. The staying in the Premier League is vital for clubs that are there.
Yeah, of course it is. But it's not, it's not the only thing that's important. Of course, it's the principal thing. Staying in the Premier League, competing at the very highest level is what we're all here for and what the supporters want. But you have to get a manager to work with you and run the business properly. And it's an incredibly, incredibly difficult task. But yes, ultimately, we felt that if you look at the trend, we had to try and do something, because I think ultimately we felt that if we didn't do something, then there was a sense of inevitability about our plight. And with 13 games to go, as I say, there's still enough points to at least, enough points to secure, hopefully, to keep us in the Premier League.
Is this something that had been talked about before, or was it based purely after yesterday? Because when I saw the fans, aiming their anger and venting their spleen towards the director's box, I had a funny feeling that once that starts to happen, it's probably the beginning of the end for any manager anywhere.
Yeah, no, that is not a reason at all. We are aware of the fans' angst and disappointment about where we are. We share that. But to answer your question, you support your manager till the very end and to a point where you feel you can't support him. But we're also not naive enough to think that the future of players, the future of management, the future of, investment that we need is discussed. Of course, all those things are discussed. But we absolutely felt that Mick McCarthy was worthy of our absolute backing for as long as we possibly could. And I don't think anybody looking at the results in isolation can say that we've acted in haste or been unfair. I think we've given Mick a fair shout, and I think he probably feels that as well.
Mick's always said that whatever happens at Wolves, he would always thank the board for backing him and supporting him.
Yeah, well, we've had a remarkable relationship with Mick. We've loved having him working for us. He's loved being here. He's done a fantastic job. Together, we have achieved remarkable success, bearing in mind where we were when Mick came to us, with few players after the Glenn Hoddle era, and the whole club was at a low ebb. Mm. People never said we would get promoted. Not only did we get promoted, we won as champions. The first time we've won a cup for 30-odd years or whatever the time period is. We got to the Premier League. We stayed in the Premier League. We were sensible in the way we went about our business. We didn't blow budgets. We haven't got ourselves into debt. We've got a team that's more valuable, much more valuable now than it was. And this is all to do with the leadership of Mick McCarthy as manager and the partnership that he had with the board of directors and everybody at the club. And I think it's a great success story, but you cannot ignore the results. And as I say, with 13 games to go, we've now taken the decision, and we hope that we can find somebody or appoint somebody, I should say, to arrest that decline and keep us in the Premier League going forward.
How did Mick take it? Because obviously nobody will get the opportunity to speak to him, but how did Mick, how did he take it? Was he, was it a disappointment? Was the relief? I mean, how did he take it?
Yeah, Mick is a really proud man and a fantastic person in every respect. And I don't really want to get into the detailed private conversations that I had with him this morning. But, he is a very rounded person. And I think it's fair to say that he has understood the decision. And I think he, as you mentioned, he is grateful to the board for, one, giving him the opportunity, and secondly, giving him the support. We've been on a fantastic journey, and he's been a central part of that journey. And I think he's enjoyed every second of being at Molyneux with us, and we've enjoyed every second of working with him. And it's been a great, huge success. But as I say, it's a brutal business, mm-hmm. Tom. You know
it
that.
It is indeed.
And our record, look at the record only. You know, I always say if you look at a striker and he plays terribly for 89 minutes and then scores one off his backside to win the game 1-0, he's lauded as the hero, and it masks the 89 minutes where he was terrible. So the opposite occurs here. Mick McCarthy has been a fantastic manager in every respect, but the results perhaps mask that fantastic job that he's done in so many other areas that many people don't see.
This is a big, big job. You know, Wolves is a big job in football. There'll be no shortage of applicants. Have you any? Is it too soon to have an idea who you want? Are you busy doing a shortlist now? Where are you?
It's a really good question. We were not prepared to do anything until we had reached this decision, and we did not. We did not speak to a soul about it. I spoke to Mick McCarthy this morning face-to-face. He then spoke to the players. I then spoke to the players, and I spoke to the staff. And now we are turning our attention to appoint a replacement for Mick. Terry Connor has agreed to continue to look after the team in the interim, and we're grateful to him for doing that. But as he's part of the family, have been here for a very long time. And we hope to make an appointment in the very near future. We've got a couple of weeks before our next game, so the timing is pretty good, and hopefully we can have somebody in place before that game.
What sort of person are you looking for?
I don't think I want to be drawn on that at this moment, Tom. You know, we want somebody who can help us, can fit into us as a club, and obviously help us win more games. Now, that person can come in all sorts of different shapes and sizes, can't he?
Absolutely.
We just hope we find the right fit for us. I'm sure we will. It's a great job to have. It's a great club. We're in a very, very healthy position. We just need to get better in regard to our on-field results. And that's the most important job, the most important part of the job. And we hope we can find somebody that can would give us enough wins to stay in the Premier League, regroup for next season, and carry on, you know, moving in an up or start moving in an upward direction rather than fighting this downward slide that we're on right now.
Jez, good luck with your search, and thanks for talking to us.
This is Beacon.